guys know this was going on here when we showed up?
We were curious if you guys were here because of this.
Actually, we're here because there's a crowd of people on a free speech public sidewalk.
Okay.
We came into the area. I'm a traveling street preacher with my brother and sister. We came into the area, and I learned at last minute this was going on. And I didn't think, there might be a few people. And I thought, maybe a couple hundred people show up. And so that's why we came out. We go anywhere there's crowds. We go outside religious buildings. Did you get a gospel card?
Yeah.
You got to test yourself. Test yourself to the biblical gospel. The churches in America are lying. The culture's lying. This is what the culture spawns. Carnal, fleshly entertainment that in judgment day leads to nowhere. But everything that's eternal and rooted in Christ is incorruptible. So if we really know Christ, guess what we spend our life on? That which is incorruptible. Eternal things, the word of God, holiness, righteousness. Makes sense, doesn't it?
We were just wondering if it was like specifically here to like kind of counteract that, or if it just happened.
Yeah, we traveled all over. We gave up our life to come out here.
I witnessed all of them. I witnessed all of them. They didn't want the gospel. And then I told them, I preached in front of it. And I said, when your show starts, I'll leave and come over here. And I've been, I kept my word.
Brilliant.
I kept my word.
You insulted my friend. He was a recumbent tricyclist, and he just rode his tricycle past you, and you said to him, as he was riding his recumbent tricycle, you should do something better with your life. And I said to you, I'm a recumbent tricyclist, and that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. How does that further the kingdom of God?
It doesn't further the kingdom of God.
That's what I said to him. Ma'am, let us know, sir. Let us know if we can ever help you. Check out our website for free. We love you.
If you need the toilets, you didn't know where the toilets were, you're obviously visitors in town, so I'm going to be kind and help you.
Yeah, thank you.
And
I hope you do something.
To tell you
I hope you
where
do something.
The toilets are, they are on the...
Do something more beneficial with your life than touring on a bicycle.
You don't know what I do with my life.
You just admitted it's not for the kingdom of God.
You do not know what I do with my life.
You just admitted that doesn't further the kingdom of God.
You do not know what I do with my life.
I smell alcohol. I think I'm done.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm done. Thank you. Test yourself to the word of God. I love you, sir.
You're a bigot.
I love you, sir. I love you, sir. I hope you repent. I love you, too.
Thank you.
Sorry, I don't talk to drunks. It's just a good rule to have for a street preacher. Nothing good comes from talking to drunks. You know how I know that? I used to be a drunk until the blood of Jesus Christ transformed my heart and my mind. I'm no better than you, but I'm different. I'm no better than you than I am different. Of course.
Good.
It's a public place.
Yeah. Of course.
For safety. Yeah.
Absolutely.
For safety.
Good luck to you. I really appreciate it.
We love you, sir.
Because I like to see.
Lifting up Jesus Christ, holy is the Lamb of God. He's so worthy to be praised. The goodness of God needs to be lifted up, but you can't just have the goodness of God. Romans 11 talks about the severity of God. There's going to come a judgment of God one day, and you're going to be turned out and away from the kingdom of God. We don't want that to happen to our neighbor. We want you to be born again into the kingdom of God.
It's a wonderful thing to see every diverse
people. And Jesus said, very few are going to find eternal life. Very few. In Matthew 7, the word few means puny. A puny number of people are going to find eternal life. And so we just want you to know the truth today. We stand for it. We proclaim it. We want you to think about it. We want you to be convicted by the Holy Spirit so that you can turn from your sin and your worldliness and your carnality, because judgment is coming. Judgment is coming one day at your death or at the return of Jesus Christ. The modern pastors and priests aren't telling you the truth. They're not telling you what it costs to be a true disciple of Christ. They're not telling you that you must lose your life to find eternal life. But narrow is the path. Broad is the road to destruction.
Thank you. Your message is true.
So we come out into the broad road to remind you about the wrath of God that's coming for you. Jesus is so worthy to be praised and lifted up. The shed blood of Jesus Christ will transform your life by His Spirit, but you got to lose your life to find it. Are you willing to lose your life? We've had some good conversations out here. We passed out a lot of gospel cards, and we saw the usual mockery. Of course, the police showed up for no reason at all. That's always awesome. I get to thank the police officers for their service. And so, typical day in the life of a street preacher of righteousness, lifting up the gospel, going out into the world, warning people about what Christ said. He described hell more than heaven. He talked about a judgment day that's coming. He talked about eternal life that his Father will give to all those as a reward who love and know the Savior. Our work today was done by the Spirit of God, by the Word of God, by the power of God, to withstand evil, withstand the mockers, and speak forth truth and life.